The city of Toulouse attracted some of the most talented sculptors of their time. Some of the craftsmen who helped build the cloister of the Abbey in Moissac, one of the most beautiful sculpted buildings in southwest France, were called in to build a series of capitals for the cloister of Notre-Dame de la Dorade. That remarkable building no longer exists. The medieval church of the Dorade was destroyed along with one of the galleries of its cloister in 1761, while the remainder of the cloister was demolished during the French Revolution. In 1812, Alexandre Dumège, who played a very important role in putting together collections in the early 19th century, managed to gather some major fragments of the Dorade, including the 27 capitals you can see here. The series of capitals have been split into three different groups according to when they were produced. We say that they belong to either the first, second, or third workshop. The capitals made at the first workshop of the Dorade Cloister depict many of the themes found in Moissac: King David and his musicians, Daniel in the lion's den, and the death of John the Baptist, for example. Engravings on the capitals help us understand the scene. Their purpose was to clarify and educate. The compositions are simple. A single scene is depicted on one side of the capital and is usually arranged around a central line on which the main subject is found, while the other subjects of the composition are depicted on the edges. The backgrounds are left undecorated. The subjects are shown face on and are rather squat. They appear very static and are treated in a schematic fashion with very simple geometric shapes. The characters wear the clothing of the time, with folds depicted by slightly protruding lines on either side. The drapery is completed by fan-shaped pleats.